right, let's get right to him. He's not on a landline, but we are still glad to have him. He's the state senator representing the 9th District. His name is Todd Kaminsky, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes while traveling. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. A couple of minutes. I know we have you. We appreciate it. Sweeping legislation you're a part of. I like it. It's going to make it a lot easier now to prosecute and punish those suspected of the illegally dumping of hazardous and toxic materials, and hopefully, you know, protecting the aquifer as well. So, you know, important stuff. We saw Operation Pay Dirt. We saw Clemente Park in Iceland. It's a mess, you know, and I like what was done yesterday there, if you can explain.
Sure thing. You know, the crimes were outpacing the law, if that makes sense. There were... you know, with all this construction material from the city and the region, people were taking the easy way out and unfortunately dumping this material in parks and in areas, or mixing it with other good material and selling it and giving it to people who thought they were using it for legitimate projects. And a lot of this was happening on Long Island, especially out in Suffolk, and especially in poor neighborhoods. Unfortunately, there was no crime in the penal law that said there's a crime called criminal disposal or illegal dumping. We kind of had the DA, like DA Sini and DA Singus, had to kind of fashion other laws that weren't really meant for that. So you got uneven results. The penalties were very slight, and it really wasn't the deterrent we wanted. So DA Sini put out a grand jury report that really went through the gaps in the laws. We worked together and came up with this bill that we announced yesterday. That's really the first anti-dumping comprehensive law change in our state ever. And now we will have a crime called criminal disposal. We will have aggravated criminal disposal. It will now be a B felony with guaranteed jail time if you intentionally dump what we consider to be acutely hazardous material, the worst stuff. We also make, defrauding people, where you tell them you're giving them one type of material but really give them something hazardous, we turn that into a serious crime. So there's a lot more to it. It's a big bill, but it's a big comprehensive anti-dumping bill, the first of its kind.
Suffolk has been ground zero for this stuff. You know, the fill, just so people understand, you know, you put that toxic fill on somebody's property, guess what? We got an aquifer underneath here on Long Island. That seeps into the water. Like, we don't have enough water problems as it is, right, Senator? You know, this is a big problem for these aquifers.
Right. Yeah, I get to be the chair of the Senate's Environment Committee, and clean water is one of our top priorities. And Long Islanders know for a long time water's been an issue. And to know that people are dumping material right into our water supply is very disturbing. You know, our water supply sits under the soil. If the soil's contaminated, that impacts our water. And we actually made in this bill a particularly heightened crime with a particularly heightened penalty if you impact the aquifer. We want people to know that, this is not just a crime against the person, it's a crime against the whole environment or the whole community, and that's something we have to absolutely take seriously. And I give DA Sini and DA Singus a tremendous amount of credit for focusing on this and letting us know where they needed some extra help, and we're happy to, you know, try to get it for them.
Yeah, and I like also there's a conspiracy component here. So, you know, it'll allow now prosecutors to charge suspects, I guess, with, you know, this whole scheming to defraud aspect of it, and really kind of targets the business of mining for sand from beneath the ground surface. I kind of like the fact that, you know, the conspiracy component in there is kind of combined with all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, what we were finding is there's a lot of people, you know, look, from start to finish, there's a lot of people who handle the material. Someone procures it, someone transports it, someone accepts it. We didn't want there to be any place along the line where people say, who, me? I didn't know what this is. I'm just a guy who does X, Y, or Z. So the conspiracy aspect's important. But beyond that, we created the first tracking system where this law would require the Department of Environmental Conservation to have us to have the movers and the transporters and the procurers and the people who end up taking this fill to have to track it from what we call cradle to grave, so we know where this material is going and can do so in real time. And yes, sand mining has never really been addressed in the law, and we're taking that on too.
No question, and I don't expect any roadblocks here to you as far as when this bill comes to the floor in January. I would think it would pass unanimously.
Well, you know, Albany is a strange place. Sometimes up is down and down is up. So you never say anything's guaranteed in Albany. But yesterday we had a really tremendous bipartisan turnout of support. Republicans, Democrats, Senate, Assembly, County, Town, what have you. I know County Executive Ballone wants it. County Executive Curran wants it. Cini, Singus, all of us. So we're going to go in there with a head full of steam, and we're going to do our best to get it done, and I'm confident we can.
Keep an eye on that. I know you're pressed for time. We can't thank you enough. Important stuff.
No, thanks for your focus on this and Long Island's environment always. We appreciate it.